Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, into hour number three, second hour of our simulcast on X Spaces. Weekday morning talk show host at InfoWars, Harrison Smith, got interrupted by the break, so start over explaining. I know you're going with this. We think of government as the deep state. Government is the levers and the extraction tools, like on a backhoe with a bulldozer, bulldozing things, but it's the controller behind it. It's really the corporations and the multinational systems that are running this. So continue with your definition of the deep state.
Well, sure. You know, I just think if you trace back the history of intelligence agencies, you can see that it really sort of springs from the banking institutions, because they had this international character where you're talking about huge sums of money crossing borders. They had to have an extremely efficient, rapid, and accurate information flow between nations. So they actually were superior to the national intelligence agencies.
And flesh that out. Battle of Waterloo, 1815. The Prussian-British pincer attack defeats Napoleon for the second time, and they're able to then get the knowledge back that Wellington's won, but they lie and say that Napoleon has won. They crash the stock market, buy it up. That's mainline history. People don't know it, but it's mainline history. That's an example of advanced intelligence networks of the banks, which is in a model of what's happening today.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, everybody knew the battle was happening. It was sort of the ultimate battle. Whoever won that sort of won the war. So everybody was waiting on pins and needles. Were we victorious or did France win? And so Nathaniel Rothschild had the information, knew that England had won, which means obviously the stock market was going to explode and rise rapidly. But instead, he went and started selling everything, signaling to everybody that France had won. Everybody sort of followed his lead, started selling everything. He secretly had people buying all the stock at rock-bottom prices. So then when the real news came in that Napoleon had lost, the stock market skyrocketed, but he'd already bought it all up by that point. And so, you know, again, this is just an example historically of where these information networks are useful for people to manipulate everybody. And then, you know, it was superpowered in the 40s when nuclear weapons were created, because prior to nuclear bombs, war had months of buildup where you'd be building armaments and you know, getting armies together. But suddenly with nuclear weapons, you had to be able to respond to a threat within 5 minutes. And so you almost couldn't rely on the old systems of elected officials negotiating and you know, getting wars going.
And that was suddenly the excuse to put the deep state in full control of decision making. Exactly. But if you go back to the Rothschilds, it's a perfect analogy of where we are today. And they want a new global collapse. Their engineering cutting off the fuel and the fertilizer. They say the Great Reset to build back better. They're admittedly collapsing the world to now bring in even greater control.
And, you know, honestly, the scariest part about it, Alex, is that I talk to people who are sort of embracing this idea. They sort of want Trump to be destroyed. And I even talked to somebody who said, you know, I'll vote for Biden even if he's in a coma, because it's not about Biden. It's about the team that he brings in, and we really trust these people. So people are really being conditioned to accept this idea that we can't trust these elected politicians. You know, they can mess things up. Instead, we need these professionals who dedicate their lives to protecting
That's
us.
That's what Bloomberg said 10 years ago. Under the New World Order, they're going to get rid of elected politicians who they control and discredit to bring in the technocrats. Yep. Exactly. So the globalists admit they want to blame the politicians who they control and blame the governments, because they want to discredit those governments and bring in their system. So it's really the corporate government discrediting the governmental bureaucracy that has problems, but is at least controlled tacitly by the people. This is all a setup.
Well, and look at the, you know, the Five Eyes situation, and the fact that the CIA and NSA were you know, outsourcing basically their surveillance to the UK and New Zealand, saying, well, we're not allowed to spy on these Americans, but you are. So will you spy on them for me? So again, the international community, or the intelligence community, when they use that term, they aren't talking about the American intelligence community. They're talking about the global intelligence community that has cross-national allegiance to each other, not to the people that they are supposed to
be. And they have allegiance because it's an enterprise. They're all making huge amounts of money in corporate revolving doors for being traitors. But by exposing that it's all at our own detriment, we blow up this old system. Thank you so much, Harrison Smith. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m., InfoWars.com, American Journal.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Back in 60 seconds, some stations join us. We're going right back to speakers from X on this live Thursday, March 21st, 2024 transmission. Decoding the Matrix live.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Guns at once and explode into space. We're taking incredible comments from speakers on X. I'm going to try to rampage through 30 of you at least in the next hour before we got a very special guest in the fourth hour. But man, let me just say something. I've been on air 30 years coming up next month, and almost nobody knew about this back then. The fact that we're debating the Great Reset and the fact that we're debating the deep state, they can't stand this. They only have power when they're in the dark and you don't know. The states are pulling money out of BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. The ESGs are on fire. The world's opposing this. Very positive things are happening. You can say, oh, we need a global elite to stop nuclear war. They're the ones proliferating it. They're the ones starting war with Russia. They're the ones going after our children. They're the ones shipping the fentanyl. They're the ones that say there's too many of us. So they don't have our goodwill at heart. Chase Geyser, comments on that? We're going back to comments.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Obviously, they don't have our goodwill. And it is a miracle that we're able to debate this. Just years ago, we were on no major social media platform. We took in a lot of great calls through landlines. We were able to broadcast on radio and TV and on Band Video. But being able to have this conversation with literally thousands of people chiming in, over 80 people requesting to speak right now, is a whole other ballgame, and that's why they're trying to shut it down as hard as they are.
And by the way, I want to say this because it's true. I am not here in an ass-kissing operation of Elon Musk. But I'm a guy that believes in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said you judge a tree by its fruits. Elon Musk, and in the last few weeks I've looked at it each day, conservatively reaches 500 million people with stuff that destroys the New World Order. You can't argue with that. And I mean, he's bigger than Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Russell Brand, Tim Pool, all of us combined, and you can't argue with it. And so, yeah, he's got some projects. They're dangerous or whatever. The point is that you can't look at that and say that's not devastating to the New World Order, and that's because bare minimum Musk realizes the old power structure is going down, and he wants to be the new power structure. But regardless, he's devastating our enemies. We cannot look at that and then bitch because we're so pure and, oh, we've got all the answers. No, it is phenomenal what Elon Musk is doing, Chase.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I talked about it a little bit this morning regarding the Neuralink news. And I know that you posted about it on your X account yesterday as well, quote tweeting a video of some of the capabilities of this technology. I said, look, I'm not comfortable with this technology, but of all the people who are going to create it, I'm glad that it's Elon Musk, because this technology is inevitable. And I'm glad that it's not a Bezos or a Gates or a Soros or someone else making
this
technology.
Well, let's be clear. The Pentagon 30 years ago was doing the same stuff Musk is doing now. He's rolling it out consumer level and pointing it at people that are quadriplegics, who I'm all for getting it. When they try to make you get it to work in a corporation because you're, quote, more competitive, you know, today it's, Mayo Clinic says no straight men can be hired. Soon it'll be only if you have a microchip that you hired. That's when we go on the warpath. But if handicapped people or people that are hurt by it, the tool is not bad. It's how it's implemented.
Absolutely.
Who's up next?
Let's hear from Prometheus. Prometheus, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and share what you have to say.
Oh, my goodness. I am so honored to finally speak with you, Alex and Chase. You guys are heroes of mine. So this is a honor awaiting
you. We love you too, Prometheus.
Love you too, brother. You are a legend beyond words. Thank you, first and foremost. And guys, everyone listening, please retweet this space. You're not going to have conversations like this, every day. And Alex, I just want to throw this out there to you as also a fellow follower of Christ, look at all the data points that are lining up from the Bible. You know, like, it is hard to ignore the level of prophetic awareness that is in this text that is coming alive right now. We're seeing the Euphrates drying up. We're seeing knowledge increase, as Daniel talked about. We're seeing, nations rise, nations warring against nations, earthquakes, all of these things.
More than that, we're seeing global government with a mark means you must follow what the beast says to be able to buy and sell. It is prophetic.
Absolutely, sir. And so, that tells me that actually God is in control. That's why in my heart of hearts, I'm not fearful.
That's what I said earlier. People said, why are you so optimistic? Because God's in control. God made this whole damn thing. You think I'm scared of Bill Gates, Barack Obama? They're a joke. They chose the wrong team.
Absolutely. The creator of the universe, light years across in all directions, has a stake in humanity's outcome. And so, that's why he's bringing together warriors like yourself, Elon Musk, our good friend Adrian, many, many, David Icke, all these incredible people, I think, at this time. And so I think we have an opportunity. Of course, I see you carrying it as a responsibility so much as well. But the real opportunity, I think, right now is we need to stop focusing on the negative and focus on the fact that, look, we're here together. We can use technologies like Bitcoin, like artificial intelligence, like a whole bunch of things that we have at our disposal now. And as Buckminster Fuller says, you don't take the establishment head on. You build a new model that makes the old model redundant. What do you think about that?
No. Repeat that Buckminster Fuller quote again, because that's key. Say that again.
Amen. So you don't fight the establishment head on. You simply make a new model that makes the old model redundant.
And it's so important. Please say it again.
All right, my model builders out there, all right, your creativity is the biggest thing. So you don't fight the establishment on its own terms. You don't fight it head on. You build a new model that makes the old model redundant.
And that's what the Renaissance was all about. So the globals are building their program of transhumanism. Musk is building a separate system where we have a choice. And you can say, well, that's bad. Well, it's getting built anyways. So it's a tool. It's like a gun. The left doesn't get, a gun, it's bad. No, it's who has it. And so that's absolutely true. And that's what we must understand is that we are at this Promethean point. We have been given Promethean fire. We now decide, how do we use this Promethean fire? Instead of accepting whatever the globalists who are against us and don't want competition tell us to do with fire. They would tell us the fire's there. We accept the fire's there and then use God's guidance and the Holy Spirit to then direct that incredible enlightenment, which is the Promethean genesis of what's about to happen.
Amen. And I love that you bring up that myth because, he, like yourself, endured a great deal of torment to get the word out and the fire.
And I'm telling you, a great bird eating my liver every day is a pleasure to do this.
But It is an honor beyond an honor speaking to you, Alex. So, you know, I hope, you know, this is the first of many conversations we can have.
I'm cutting you off. It's been 2 minutes without me interrupting. What do you want to impart to folks?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing is that we need to come together and pray and work together towards these solutions rather than focus on all the negative stuff.
I agree. So finish your point. Take a few minutes. I'll stop interrupting. And then give us a prayer. Prayer on air. Because a prayer is us, whether you believe in God or not, folks, it's the power of humans unifying our will in a question to our own minds that we then manifest. But God is above it, giving us the power. But for even those that are atheists, you don't know the power of God. Like Darth Vader says, you don't know the power of the dark side. Join me, and I will complete your training. But it's beyond that. It's God has already completed our training. So explain that to people. Go ahead.
I think you took the words right out of my mouth, good sir. No, it's absolutely true. Look, the Holy Spirit is the bridge between the macro of the totality of the universe that is God and the micro expression that we call ourselves. That's how.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So imagine, this is real, people. You have to choose God and life. You must choose it, but it's a decision only you can make. I know I'm ranting here. Chase Geyser, who's the next person?
Let's hear from Donnie Darkand. Donnie Darkand, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to get on here. I'm literally watching my kids right now. I'm holding my nine-month-old as I'm talking, but I really feel like I need to say something that I found very interesting. And Alex, I've been following you for many years. I respect you a lot. And there she goes.
We don't mind that. We love babies. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. And I found really interesting is the mention of the Promethean flame. And I talk a lot about this. I'm not sure if you're familiar with my work, but if not, I really recommend checking it out because I posited something a little bit different than what most people are saying, which is that, you talked about the Promethean flame and how it's been given to humanity so that we can unify and, kind of collectively awaken to the prison that we're in, the Matrix, right? And, if you think about Prometheus, he's actually an occult mirror of Lucifer, who in the occult is seen as the light bearer, the bringer of light and intellect. And in the same way that Prometheus gave humanity the gift of the flame of intellect in defiance to Zeus, is an occult mirror of how Lucifer gave the fruit of the tree of knowledge or intellect or gnosis to humanity in defiance of God. And one of the things that I talk about is how, Jesus, he warned of a deception in the last days that would be so powerful it would deceive even the elect if it were possible. And, when we look at the Great Reset and we look at this obviously wicked, tyrannical agenda to enslave and subjugate humanity, we think about Klaus Schwab and George Soros and all of these transparently evil characters that take no discernment at all to identify as evil. And, this doesn't qualify as a deception powerful enough to even deceive the elect if possible.
Sure. Well, listen, I get where you're going. So state your thesis and I know where you're going. I will give you my answer if you want to listen to it.
Okay, so I confronted David Icke a couple weeks ago on a space similar to this, and I mentioned how, he wrote in his books how he channeled these spirits or spiritual forces that are supposedly benevolent beings who are assisting humanity or guiding them towards enlightenment by freeing them from the prison planet, which mirrors exactly how the occult views Lucifer as the liberator from God's prison. See, in the occult rendition of the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were seen as prisoners.
Here, so I said this earlier. I know where you're going. So let me explain something. You heard me earlier say the Bible calls Lucifer the Morning Star and Jesus the Morning Star. Okay? So there is a false God claiming he's going to give you liberation, but with a deformed program that's not free speech. And then Christ comes to override that, and so there is a counterfeit of the Christ energy. That's what I'm telling you, is that people get confused. They go, well, wait, I'm hearing this from the devil. I'm hearing this from God. But if you dial into the Holy Spirit, then you see the message. Are we for transgenderism? No. Are we for open borders and fentanyl? No. Are we for getting rid of people? No. Are we for aborting babies? No. Do we believe in the sanctity of the family? Yes. The enemy can't help but attack the things of God. The enemy will tell you it loves humanity. The enemy will tell you it's for the family. The enemy will tell you it wants humanity to transcend, but it doesn't. God, in the Garden of Eden, Satan did not give us advanced knowledge. We were pure in the analysis of good in a program of expansion and decency. We still had free will, but it was perfection. Then we were given a model of corruption to manipulate and take control, but to subvert humanity in the end. So that's why it's a parallel, because what is the devil? The devil is a counterfeiter. So anything God is doing, that's like the rainbow is a beautiful symbol. Why does it belong to the pedophiles? Or the okay symbol just means, hey, this is a great dinner. Why is that white supremacy? It's not. The enemy labels all symbols as his. The swastika is a beautiful symbol of the Hindus, of the sun cycle. It's not Adolf Hitler. So that's what I'm trying to say to you, is that you have to integrate and decide through free will to point your spiritual antenna to God, and it'll all be clear. But the devil creates an artificial reality to try to get you to dial into that lie. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, I'm really glad that you mentioned the word counterfeit, because you're right. Satan is exactly that, a counterfeit of everything that God does. There's nothing, you know, he doesn't create anything. He only mimics and imitates. But that's the whole thing of what I'm talking about, is Satan's M.O. isn't outright opposition, but rather infiltration and imitation. And the word revelation signifies an unveiling, right? In the way that in Revelation 19, when Jesus comes and he dispels the darkness of the world, and he is unveiled as the King of Kings. Well, Satan, in a counterfeit version of that, is going to have his own great revelation event. Rather than piercing the veil that separates man and God by sin, Satan is piercing a counterfeit veil, which is going to reveal the Illuminati, the globalist cabal, and is going to dispel them and bring us into a new age of light.
Exactly, and then the new age they push is a counterfeit, but Christ is the real new age. So we hear new age is bad. No, there's the real new age, the bad. So let's say hypothetically, I'm not saying this is true, Elon Musk is the Antichrist, or a model of that. He claims he's opposing the old evil system. He's going to give us empowerment. He's going to do all this. But it's God's plan, because everyone's hungry for that now. And then when they get betrayed by Elon Musk or whoever, they still are hungry for the real thing.
I would say more like the humanity is going to rise up in alliance with the beast to destroy Babylon, the great harlot. In Revelation 17, 16, it says that the beast destroys Mystery Babylon, the harlot, makes her desolate and burns her with fire, eats her flesh. And what we have to distinguish is that there's two systems here. So the beast rises and destroys a satanic stronghold called Babylon, which Revelation 14 says has become a dwelling place for demons.
Yeah, Babylon right. Falls in 1 hour.
Right. So what I'm suggesting is Babylon is actually the current world evil, transparently evil world system. Because the Bible doesn't say that people
were I know where you're going. I appreciate we got to go to break. We'll come back with everybody else after this. Chase, guys, you want to comment on that?
Man, the thing about Revelation for me is it's really hard to get in the weeds. Everybody has their own interpretation of it, and to me it seems so metaphorical and ambiguous it's really hard to interpret, so I don't even try. I just try to focus on following the Ten Commandments plus the 11th Commandment. Obviously, looking at the headlines and the news and globalist agenda is something I can do and reason out, but I don't claim to understand.
And what is the 11th Commandment?
Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus added that to the Ten Commandments, remember?
Lay down your life for others.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I'm focused on, and then dismantling, unpacking, unraveling these headlines to figure out what the agenda is from the Satanist New World Order. I'm not going to pretend to know when the end is going to come, because Jesus himself said it comes like a thief in the night.
But we are on an incredible planet in the middle of the universe as a jump point. It's a decision. We weren't put there by accident. We didn't grow from slime mold in the ocean and we're turned from monkeys. No, ladies and gentlemen, we were built by God to be able to make a decision. This is boot camp. This is only phase one. And I know a lot of you watching right now, I'm going to see you on the other side. Be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity has an incredible destiny. And I notice I said this is a deep state discussion about what is the deep state. And almost every speaker on that says it's the Antichrist, it's the devil, it's a spiritual attack. That's absolutely what it is. Spiritual means what is not seen. Occult means what is hidden. And that is what we're in the middle of right now. Chase Geiser, let's go back to speakers.
Well, we can't talk about David Icke without having Reptile Hybrid speak. So, Reptile Hybrid, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
Jones.
Thanks so much, mate. Alex Jones, absolute pleasure, mate. Been listening for decades. You're a huge influence on me. I know you hear it all the time, but by far, mate, one of my favorite talk radio hosts. Speaking of David Icke, so good to have him up on Spaces, including Alex Jones. Alex, I was interviewing Richard Gage the other day, and he was speaking about the parallels between 9/11 and the pandemic, the taking away of our liberties, you know, the travel restrictions. But what they've done with this pandemic is, and the vaccine is just next level. I wanted to ask you two things, and the second thing actually does refer to the reptilians, because I do know you know a lot about this, Alex, but you were pretty much the only guy to really predict 9/11 just outright, which I don't know how the hell you did it. And also, you know, you were alluding to what they were going to do with this fake vaccine and all the rest of it. What do you see coming next, Alex, as the next big thing? Because there's common themes amongst all these false flags that they do. What do you see coming up next, Alex? What do we have to be looking out for?
Well, I look at what they pre-programmed. Cyber attacks blamed on the Russians. Solar flares blamed on the sun. Global crises. But if they don't think we're going to buy what they sell us when they do it, they won't do it. That's why we have to get ahead of it. But certainly, humanity has an incredible destiny. Our technology is accelerating. The globalists want the technology we've developed. They're basically farming us for the technology. And so everything's coming to a head.
Well said, mate. And I've got to say this. You know, I come from down under Australia. It's got more venomous reptilians than anywhere else. What do you think about hybrid reptilians living amongst us? And have you heard anything about our scaly friends when you talk to some of these people?
Yeah, you know, that's David Icke that does all that. I always have people come up to me and say, tell me about the reptiles, the reptoids. That's not really my thing. It's more of a spiritual program of evil we're dealing with. At the end of the day, it is good versus evil, and the Bible tells us there's a marooned entity or an alien on this planet that wants to kill, steal, and destroy us, but it wants to enslave us first and use us, because we're way more advanced than it is, actually. We just don't know that, to build this escape pod. So I think that's where we're at.
Hey, do you believe in other entities living on this planet? You know, we talk about flying saucers and stuff like that. What do you reckon? Do you think it's mainly spiritual, or do you believe that...
When you say spiritual just means not with invisible light. So, yeah, the universe is full of different entities, different consciousnesses, and we don't just exist in third dimension. Our brains exist in all dimensions, so we're influenced by that. So we have to dial in what transmission we want, and that's the Holy Spirit from God. Appreciate your comments. Let's go to the next person.
Absolutely. Let's see if Jamie is still with us. Jamie, you requested to speak some time ago. Go ahead and unmute if you're still there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Hi, Chase. Hi, Alex. How are you doing? How are you guys doing?
Well, we're live on air and trying to stop World War III, brother. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. So I was walking around downtown in a really blue city, and I saw a sign. It was like a sticker on I think like a stop sign or something. And it was ideas are bulletproof. It was like an InfoWars sticker. And I was like really thrilled to see that. I thought that was really cool. And I was just wondering, so my brother sent me a clip of you in a studio with llamas, because he knows, like, I'm a really big fan of yours, and I thought that was really, you know, cool to see, because he doesn't really know anything about the New World Order. Like, I've tried telling him about it a little bit, but he seemed like he wasn't really that interested, and, you know, he doesn't really want to go down the conspiracy.
No, I mean, I occasionally, because I love comedy, I'll do absurdist stuff. I don't do it very much anymore, but yeah, I just said, like, why don't we just talk about the New World Order and have four or five llamas walking around? And that made it got like 10 million views, and that was the whole point, was just to totally throw off the Matrix.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, because that's the sort of thing that, you know, can resonate with people that aren't really interested in conspiracy theories, but even if they know, like, deep down that something's off,
Well, the point was they just deplatformed me, and so it was a joke, and it was just like, watch what happens, because the globalists take themselves so seriously. So me singing lounge songs to llamas, which I did live with no planning, you know, I say 10 million views, yeah, way more than that at the time. It was just something like I just thought of and said, let's get llamas here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the funniest thing. I really enjoyed it. But my point is, like, I think this is the sort of thing that resonates with people, even on, like, a communist site like Reddit, like they still, you know, they see it and they think to themselves, you know, why is Alex Jones relevant? Like, why do people, you know, why does he resonate with people? And they just, it gets them thinking about, you know, maybe something is off. And
that was
the
point. And that was the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to
get. Well, I'm glad you liked the llamas piece because again, it's something so esoteric. It people project onto it what they want to see. That was the whole point.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Okay, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Up next, Chase.
All right, let's hear from New Glory Cometh. New Glory Cometh, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have.
Hey, bless you and bless everybody that's taking the time to learn. You know, the truth is our sword and shield, and the more information you have, the more you'll be able to battle peacefully. I wanted to get your thoughts on this, Alex. You know, it's something that I've been wheeling around for quite a while, and so it's my impression that artificial intelligence is the Antichrist, and that the last thing it needs to fill prophecy is to be considered a human. And so transhumanism is a movement to give robotics and these different intelligent forms rights the same as humans, kind of like a cop dog. If you shoot it, it's much different than like a piece of cattle or something like that. And, you know, do you think there's any merit
to
that?
No, I totally agree that AI is not artificially intelligent. It doesn't see a sunset. It doesn't interface with God. It's just good at computing fast and it's going to comply with it. So AI, in its term, is not really intelligent. It's just artificial automation. So it's artificial automation, AA. And so,
well, the thing that I've been noticing is that we have been dominated by a new force of intellectual supremacy. And if you look at the definitions of intelligence and wisdom, intelligence is the application of information, and so it is devoid of all moral judgment, whereas wisdom is a premise of goodness and character, and you can see how the deep state...
Well, that's right. Wisdom has values, intelligence doesn't.
Exactly. And so the deep state is essentially a mechanism that uses whatever is on the common floor of intelligence against whatever it perceives as its enemy.
Yeah, I mean, look, humans decide their own environment. So why should we decide AI is going to take over and follow what it says? Stop following it. Decide we're supreme by not interfacing with it as much as possible.
Well, we're building it right now, but I think if people start understanding that we're programming it, we may have the ability.
And that's a whole other level. It came out Google banned me and others just because they wanted to program it as a woke thing. Exactly. It just steals our identity. So we program the AI. That's our power.
Yeah, so the last thing I'd like to point out is, you know, a lot of people think, you know, hell is this bad place. And I sort of tend to believe it's because none of the good people are there to keep it in order, that it's actually just a chaotic place and that Lucifer is a chaos agent. And so what is happening is they're sowing these seeds of chaos, and it's something
of sabotage. They admit they are. And exactly. So I say, what is the deep state today? I didn't say Satan, and every caller said Satan. So the knowledge of the human real intelligence with God is that it's a spiritual battle. That is what's come to the fore here.
Yep, and you'll notice that the people that are in control of this deep state, they're acting as gatekeepers, so we can't see what AI can do. But I've dabbled with AI quite a bit, and let me tell you, it will create a...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People, and that just goes back for many, many years. So I just wanted to drop a little heads up to people who want to support the fishermen in Newfoundland. They're doing work at Corner Brook and St. John's, respectively.
Yeah,
and,
why I saw the video this morning. Why are the SWAT teams and paramilitary police attacking fishermen in Canada? What's happening there?
Well, I can't give you a comprehensive response on that. I can just let you know that the Hudson Bay Company is pretty much fielding the effort on behalf of the Crown. They've actually moved like 180,000 to 200,000 Newfoundlanders from ancestral homelands, okay, to the other side of the bay. If you guys can envision literally picking up human beings, natives of Newfoundland, and moving them to the other side of the bay and giving them very, very small parcels of land compared to what the ancestral homeland.
So you're talking about eminent domain going on.
Yeah, but on a major industrial scale, major.
So dangerous. We'll look into that. I saw that today. I was trying to figure it out. I will try to cover that and focus on that. Thank you so much. Chase, let's move to the next person.
Aaron Friedman. Aaron, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
Hey, Alex, this is our second time that I'm talking to you. I'm glad that Sonia was here because last time I recommended you should interview her, which I just going to ask again because there's a three-month-old child that's on the terror watch list because the father was on January 6th on the Capitol, and the child wasn't even conceived then.
There's, yeah, we know so the social much, credit I mean, score is so out much. Of control. Yeah, I remember your call.
Yes, there is so much there to interview about, so please get in touch with her. You have her right here, right now. So, and if I also sent her, I sent you her info, her number, everything that you need. I'm telling you, there is so much subject matter that this is a interview that is a must. A must.
Okay, we'll probably talk to her. So, what's your view on the deep state?
My view on the deep state. Well, I mean, when we see 3-month-old children being put onto terror watch lists, 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds, that doesn't happen by mistake. And if it does, there should be a recourse, which a place to resolve it. And the place to resolve it takes about months. So this is not, these kinds of things doesn't happen by accident. And if it does, they should be able to say, well, I'm sorry.
They want the social credit score to be ridiculous. They're setting the precedent. Thank you for the comments. We'll look into it. Go ahead. Next person.
Let's hear from FBS. FBS, if you're there, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Okay, it looks like there's a little bit of latency there with FBS. So we're going to go on to Raiden. Raiden, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, please.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much, and I only have a few moments. Alex, I am just a we the people, but I wanted to say that everything that I have learned has been from Dr. Pachinik and coming on your shows and from the Entheos account and Tori Maris. And my question is, I asked Dr. P if he would consider doing videos again, like his little 5-minute interviews, because he interviewed, he said so much in just his little 5 minutes. And when he came on your shows, I mean, he's one of the most brilliant minds of our generation. And if and when he ever did interviews, I was wondering if he would consider.
Yeah, we've asked him back on. He said no. He said no. I appreciate your call. All right. Who's up next?
Let's hear from Chris Andres. Chris, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, everybody. Good to meet you today. Alex, been listening to you for 20 years. First thing I want to say is the Archangel Gabriel, or not Gabriel, Michael, he refuses Satan by simply saying, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, number one. Number two, we as a people are deceived by lack of information. It says that in the Bible. And I thought of an idea that I think would be really, really super awesome. And it's kind of like marrying the idea of microfish with cryptocurrency. We have the ability to essentially collate daily pertinent news. And if we were able to collate that information and then install the daily truthful news into a cryptocurrency, because if you think about it, I mean, cryptocurrencies are smart contracts, blah blah blah, and so essentially you're creating a database of information that journalists and everybody else can refer to again and again and again for things that cannot be corrupted, right, over time.
Yeah, but it's got to be a human that decides personally what's true and what's not. So I don't know how you certify that. That's why it's always an open playing field.
Certainly, certainly. I absolutely agree with that. And in that, you know, you have a team of people together that essentially figures out how you collate the honest, true information. But once it's
if populists start doing news certification, that would be better than Microsoft doing it. I hear what you're saying.
Right, right. And so when you get it to the blockchain, at that point, it can't be corrupted. That's what the value of the concept of, like, if we called it the history coin or whatever you wanted to call it, then you have this database per to over time, and that really hurts the whole globalist potential to continue and continue and continue to deceive when the actual established history is recorded in a cryptocurrency, and that would actually establish the true value in a cryptocurrency. Yeah, and
you can play news clips of them saying we blew up Building 7 and then show them say they didn't blow it up, but show it fall and say they said they blew it up. We don't even have the answer to what happened, but it's a truth that they said they blew it up. That is an amazing point. Thank you so much. All right, look, I'm out of time. I wish you'd get to all the rest of the people. Owen Schroeder's come up in an hour. We got a very special interview coming up next hour. Amazing points by all the speakers. Wish we could get to all of you, but we are out of time. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing, with my weekday show. I'll see you Saturday and Sunday shows at Infowars.com/show. You can find it all at Real Life Shows on X. But an amazing last 2 hours, Chase Kiser.
It's been a really good time. Thank you for doing this space today, Alex. I'm always excited when you decide to do it. And great speakers. It's awesome to hear the different opinions and views from people who follow you on X as well as the callers. It's a different pool. It's really special people in this audience.
It's amazing. All right. Didn't want to cut people off. We had to get to a lot of folks. Startles we didn't get to. I'm going to come back and do some economic analysis ahead of this guest coming on, so please stay with us. But before I go any further, let's keep the spaces going. I can't do this without you. Trump is getting outspent 5-1, 6-1 by the Democrats. He needs your support. We need your support. Plus, we make it easy to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody knows turmeric's great. We have the most concentrated turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid, for your inflammation, for your immune system, everything. It's incredible. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 6 months. High quality purified iodine. The missing link in your body. Try iodine X3. Discounted 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And straight up 10 hour clean energy without the letdown. Turbo Force. At InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to support the broadcast and want to bet on the freedom and bet on the future, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get X3. You think our information is amazing? These products are just as amazing. The very best out there, and I thank you all for your support. Turbo Force, X3. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, books, films, T-shirts, they're all there at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And then all of the patented nano-silver products not available for years at InfoWarsStore.com are now available at DrJonesNaturals.com. We have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with patented nanosilver, iodine, tea tree, all of it's organic, peppermint, no additives. It lasts twice as long as regular toothpaste. Super Blue, selling out quick in the first run. DrJonesNaturals.com. The Immune Gargle Swish and Swash. It's available at DrJonesNaturals.com. The Wound Gel with nanosilver, available at DrJonesNaturals.com. And the Kava Chill and the Rocket Rest and all these other supplements that are amazing and game-changing, not available at InfoWarsStore.com or available at DrJonesNaturals.com, and you're funding the tip of the spear in this operation. So go now. If you support what we're doing, want great products at the same time, DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to hit some of the financial news. And boy, is there a lot of it. Straight ahead with our special guest. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.